I'm Erica.
And I'm Jules. Most people have at least one thing that they can't or won't eat.
Yeah, we're definitely like that.
We started this podcast to talk about the gluten-free food industry.
Like new products and some of the stories behind your favorite brands.
And living life with a specialty diet. And also some important healthcare topics.
Since we're basically both broken inside.
You had me at eat.
Hey, Jules, you seem to
be Erica.
Somewhere else.
This is not a fake background. Yeah, this is a plane. I don't know. Yeah, I'm trying to find a quiet area in the San Diego airport.
That's a hard airport to find anything at, basically.
It is terrible, and it's worse because I just left an amazing airport. I just left the San Francisco airport, and it's called a quiet airport. And I was like, oh, this is going to be so easy to record a podcast from here.
Nope.
Except I had to leave.
Nope.
Yeah, it was amazing. It was beautiful, brand new, Harvey Milk terminal. It was amazing. And there were all these places I could have just sat in, like a retro mid-mod chair, kicked back. It was awesome.
Yeah, that is not the same at the rundown San Diego airport.
No. So please forgive me if like very loud, obnoxious people start calling for every plane under the sun.
Yeah.
Right now. I mean, why can't they just limit it to whatever gate you're standing in? I that doesn't seem like high technology, but apparently it is.
So where are you? Where in the world are you? So you're in San Diego. You're flying home, what, to Baltimore?
Yes, I'm flying back to Baltimore right now. Do I look travel weary to you?
You've been at like four different places in the past 2 weeks.
Yeah, I'm not liking it. This is not my idea of a good time.
No.
But it had to be done. So
it did.
Yeah.
So you did. You flew out to Expo West. You flew directly to Chicago. You flew back home, did a conference, and you flew out to SFO, and now you're flying home.
Yes, that's pretty much. I'm going to have you be my travel agent next time.
Because honestly, I'm like, where is Jules today? What time zone is she in?
I definitely don't know what time zone I'm on.
For sure.
But it was interesting because I woke up this morning. And I had like 17 text messages from people asking if I was okay because
the bridge
collapse in Baltimore, which was very sweet for people to inquire about that. But I'm like, first of all, why would I be in a bridge at 1:30 in the morning on the other side of Baltimore?
Good call.
But,
good call.
Okay. Okay. But yeah, luckily I and all of the people in my family are okay. But unfortunately there are 6 people who are still missing. Which is so tragic. And the whole thing's horrible for so many reasons. But the Port of Baltimore is now closed. And who knows how long that's going to be closed. But
yeah,
I mean, just take sugar, for example. I mean, we all know that iconic domino sugar sign.
That's my favorite part of Baltimore. Yeah. Besides you. I mean, sorry. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I mean,
it's beautiful. It's incredible to look at. Yeah.
Yeah. But I mean, it's a major sugar hub. So I mean, it could really start affecting commerce. And so, you know, it's really going to be interesting to see what happens. It's not just for people who live there who are going to not be able to get where they need to go. That's also really terrible. But the Port of Baltimore being closed, it's the 20th largest port, I think.
It's a huge port.
Yeah, it's huge.
Like we needed more interruptions in the supply chain. You know,
that's what we've all been praying for it. So yeah,
that whole thing's wild. I don't know. I've been watching the Boeing documentaries and honestly, I
can't watch that and also fly.
I told Matt, I go, I really want to watch these. There's like 4 different ones that I go, we have to wait until I'm not flying for at least a couple of months. And so we watched them and I'm like, I don't know if I ever want to fly again. And Matt's like, we should never fly again. I'm like, okay, well, I'm flying for the rest of the year. I'm just home for like 2 months. So please let me watch these documentaries now. It's wild. The infrastructure and the economy of America. I mean, it's just, I'm feeling so overwhelmed, Jules. You have to tell me when you watch the documentaries after you are home for a while and you have stopped flying.
I'm not sure if I'm going to because I also need to fly for other reasons. And I just don't, you know what? What you don't know you can be blissful in your lack of knowledge about certain things.
I feel very blissfully ignorant about things. And then Matt's like, no, we need to watch the documentaries. No,
we need to know.
It's mind blowing. So yeah, it's just like the American infrastructure and travel and the whole thing. And like hearing about the boat and how, you know, the officers were trying to stop traffic on the bridge after they got the Mayday calls was just like wild. So yeah, I've delved deep into some like infrastructure documentaries, and I don't think I can ever travel again. So have fun at the airport, Jules.
Yeah. Erica is going to be on a bike for the rest of her life.
I can't even ride a bike.
I know you can. You have your three wheeler.
I do have my trike. I'm going to take my trike everywhere. Oh, it's just so weird. Anyway, so we're recording from an airport because we have to get this done. It's a food holiday.
It is a food holiday, but before we get to that, can I just tell you, I mean, just because our listeners also share this tragedy of travel with
the worst
restrictions, right? And we'll get to our experiences at Expo West when we do that episode. But let me just tell you about what happened to me on this trip, because traveling with celiac disease is never a picnic. Right.
It is a literal picnic. You have to bring all your food all the time. Right. It's not a proverbial picnic.
So I was here for a surprise birthday party, which was catered by a Mediterranean restaurant. And I never expect that I'm going to be able to eat anything. Right. That's fine. But like this was. We were setting up for the party the whole day, and then it was the party, and then it was the cleanup. So this was like all the food there was to eat that day. And there was like chicken kebabs and some other chicken and some hero meat, whatever. Obviously, I'm not eating that.
No meat.
There was
no meat for Jules.
There was like this saffron rice that looked beautiful with chickpeas in it. I wanted to eat that, but I didn't know. You know, what was in the rice. I mean, sure. But like there's could have been other seasonings in there too. It's not a normal color for the rice. So I didn't eat the rice. Amazing falafel. Like everyone said the falafel was like the best falafel ever. But of course, I'm sure it was done in a fryer with other things. So I wasn't going to eat that. Plus it was served on a bed of flour tortillas. So that's a triple out for me. So I'm not eating that. So I'm relegated to hummus and baba ganoush. Which is fine, except this particular hummus and baba ganoush was not good. I don't know what was wrong. It was like they forgot to put any seasoning in it. It was very odd. Like it was like, do I have COVID? Like it doesn't have any taste at all. And the hostess was nice enough to get me some almond flour crackers, which was really nice. But like, okay, so I had some hummus, I had some baba ganoush, and the only other thing there was like this tomatoes and parsley, like this salad of tomatoes and parsley. And it was almost all parsley. And I like parsley. So I was like, okay, well, I have some of that. And I didn't have a lot, but I had some of it. I had some like seeds in it or something. I was like, okay, whatever. And then I'm cleaning up later on and, you know, helping to clean up everything. Like, I don't think those are seeds in that tomato and parsley salad.
Was it so couscous?
No, it wasn't couscous because I would have known if it was couscous. And so I was like, what is that? And someone's like, oh, that's tabbouleh. I was like, what? That doesn't look like tabbouleh. And they're like, yeah, I think that's bulgur wheat. It's like, oh, that's fantastic. That is just fantastic. I mean, there wasn't a lot. It was literally almost all tomatoes and parsley with like sprinkle. That's why I thought it was seeds. It was like a sprinkle of something on top. Like, what? And so I had some activated charcoal just for the hell of it, because why not? You know, if it helps at all, go for it, right? But of course I get the telltale ulcers in my mouth and like my GI is all out of whack, migraines, you know, I already had migraines from flying. I'm like, this just, you know, I didn't eat the rice. I didn't eat the falafel. I didn't eat anything else. And then you put like freaking sprinkle of bulgur wheat on top of the tomatoes. Like, but it was like dark and, it, you know, when I was eating it and I'm like, it's just a salad. Anyway. Okay, fine. Whatever. It's fine. Everything's fine.
Jules, that's not great.
No, it's not great. It's not great.
It's so frustrating. That's why I hate parties. I hate weddings. I hate any of this stuff because I feel like I can never eat and I have to bring my own food.
And I wasn't going to, but I was like, okay, I had just like a little tiny bit on the plate with the almond flour crackers and this really bad hummus and really bad baba ghoush. I was like, well, it's just tomatoes and parsley. Anyway.
I don't know, man. The good thing about traveling
is that you get to find some other really good places. Yes. Like I found like a couple places you probably saw in my stories, like dedicated gluten free and like, and like there's some good places, but I've just been like, I'm so wiped out right now. I can't even tell you.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just, anyway, it'll be fine. Give me another week or two. I'll recover.
I mean, do you have a couple weeks at home? You do, don't you? There's like really nothing for a while.
Yeah.
Ugh, yeah. Girl, I'm so sorry. I mean, especially after Expo West and back to back with like fancy food or housewares. Oh my God.
Housewares. Yeah.
Just wild.
Thank goodness nothing happened in housewares, but I didn't really eat anything either. So
yeah. So frustrating.
And I traveled with my, like I brought whatever. Okay. We don't need to get into that. I just was like, I just want the listeners to know this happens to all of us. Mm-hmm. Even with your very best efforts, you know, it can still happen.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry when it happens to you because it happens to me too.
Well, can I tell you something? I often meet people at my airport, Sky Harbor, just because it's like a layover for a lot of people. It's a big airport. And so I had my friend coming in from Austin and he's like, well, where can you eat? I'm like, oh, there's a great place. It's called Chelsea's Kitchen. The Chelsea's Kitchen that we go to, like it has a restaurant outside the airport and then like a smaller version inside the airport. So the one outside the airport has so many great gluten-free options that are celiac friendly. I've written about it. It's my favorite place to go. I go for my birthday, right? The one inside the airport, I go there and I like bring my friend there because I'm like, this is a great place. The food was so horrible. And I asked all like my top five items, all were like, oh yeah, we don't have a dedicated fryer at this one. This one contains dairy. This one's cooked in butter. We don't have anything on site that we can do like the regular restaurant. So I was stuck with ceviche. It was the worst ceviche on the plate. And honestly, the tortilla chips, they said that they were fried in a dedicated fryer. I have no idea. So I'm like, if I get sick, I know where it's from. But I was just like so pissed that I brought my friend here thinking that I could eat. He's like, I'm so happy there's a place we can both eat. And he's like, his meal sucked. My meal sucked. I couldn't find anything. It sucked.
Yeah, it's terrible. I'm so sorry that happened to you. But like, even when you know, you think you know the restaurant, you still have to ask all the questions.
Yes. And I went through it and I'm like, I'm not going to be annoying. My friend hasn't seen me in forever. I don't want to ask all the questions. That's why I chose this restaurant.
Right.
And yet I asked all the questions. He's like, we can't do that. It spent 5 minutes for me taking an order. He goes, oh, I remember what this is like with you. And I'm like, yeah, it's kind of sucks. So anyway, I too was just at the airport and had a terrible experience while traveling and I wasn't even traveling.
That's too bad.
Yeah.
But when something's catered like that, there's no one to ask the questions up.
I know.
You know, it's just like,
oh, so frustrating. Well, I'm sorry, Jules. I know. So tell me about Easter. Easter's coming up and it's coming up quickly. We already discussed that this is like the wildest, earliest Easter on the planet. It's freaking March. It's in March. It's always in April. It's in March.
I know. I'm panicking. I know. It's crazy. Like, I didn't realize it was an Easter. I mean, it was in March. I told you.
I didn't realize it was an Easter.
I don't know. I can't. I just can't. Like, I have such brain fog right now. I'm like, I don't know what day it is.
I baked cookies already because
You've been like the freak baker. I am. All the stuff you've been baking, it looks amazing.
Because I had to make cookies for my mother-in-law to take to other kids who needed egg-free and dairy-free cookies. So I'm like, I'll make them. So she came over and took them, but I had to make them like super early so we could ship them to get there in time for Easter. Awesome. So we made them last weekend. So we just had a whole Easter thing. We made Easter cake. We made Easter cookies, Easter cupcakes. So I'm all Eastered out. I'm done already. But what about the people who have not done anything yet?
Okay. Well, like me, yes. I realized I haven't bought anything for Easter baskets yet. And I have to bake for Easter. The only good news is I'm not hosting Easter. I host Thanksgiving. I don't host Easter. So thank goodness I don't have to host. But I will be making, because this is the request that I get every year, I'll be making carrot cake. Mm-hmm. I'll be making coconut pie. Uh-huh. I'll be making deviled eggs. For some reason, I get that request every year. And I'll probably be making hot cross buns. So that's what I make every year for Easter to take over to my sister-in-law's.
What about that lamb cake that people make?
It's so cute. I love that. I have the lamb mold. I have the picture of the lamb cake on my site, and I love that. So one year I made it, and like no one wanted to eat it because it was so cute. Like you don't want to cut the head off the lamb and like all that. So at the end of Easter, it was still sitting there. And so we took it and put it in my sister-in-law's microwave and closed the door and like left. We hid it so that like she would find it the next day or whatever in her microwave. Anyway. Just little Easter shenanigans.
But you don't have any like kids that are, do you still make baskets for your kids even though they're like grown adults?
Yes. Jules. So we still do an Easter egg hunt. They love it.
I mean, that's rad. So up until my 20s, my parents still did that for me. So
see?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. So, well, I did update my Easter candy list, which I did like several weeks ago. So that is up there. That is updated. Good to go. I just don't think there's going to be any Easter candy left for me to buy when I get back, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the problem is most of the stuff is already gone. I tried to get something for like last minute for the cookies and I like could not get it. And I didn't want to go to like three different Targets to get it. So I'm like, I'm over it. If it's not there, it's not there. Thankfully, like I had sprinkles that kind of look like Easter sprinkles. So I use those. And then, you know, we just use your easy frosting recipe. And then we had a bunch of dye. So it was super easy to make cookies. But yeah, if you want Easter stuff, it's hard to find, especially if you want allergy friendly Easter stuff.
Well, yeah, I love making those sugar cutout cookies from the cutout cookie mix because it's so easy. But I also have a homemade version on my website. I have two others. And then I also make the nests and eggs on that. Have you ever made that recipe? That's really
cute. I haven't, but they're really cute.
Yeah. And then you know what else is really super cute is to make the homemade gluten-free graham crackers, make them into a little mini house, like a gingerbread house, but a mini house. And you put little peeps inside of it.
It's really cute.
It's so cute. Yeah,
now, do you actually eat the peeps? Have you ever eaten a real peep before?
Oh, God, yeah, I've eaten real peeps. My mom is like a peepaholic. So there were peeps in my house almost year round.
Okay.
I haven't eaten a peep in a long time.
I was going to say, they have new flavors. Yeah. And I will tell you, Target has the Dr. Pepper peeps in. And that is the only peep that I am like willing and able to try. And I almost bought them just to try it, just to say that I tried the Dr. Pepper peeps.
Yeah. No, I have not tried the Dr. Pepper peeps. And there are a lot of peeps that have dairy in them now. Yeah. So you have to be careful.
Yep. The chocolate covered ones.
Yeah. But I'm not really into peeps anymore, but peeps are a good go-to for a gluten-free Easter candy.
I don't know anyone who's into peeps, but they are fun when you blow them up in the microwave.
Yeah, that's always a good one. I'll tell you what else is really fun, marshmallow-wise, is resurrection rolls. Have you ever made those?
I have not made those. And I just saw them on your Instagram. And are they like the same as empty tomb rolls? Or
yeah,
the
they're
same
called
thing?
Empty tombs. Yeah. Yeah. And Celeste from Life After Wheat, I saw she has a recipe for them as well. They're really fun because you take this, roll out this dough that you make. It's really easy gluten-free dough to make. I haven't seen her recipe. I assume it's fairly similar. But you just roll out like a circle and then you take a marshmallow, put it in the middle of the circle, wrap the dough around it. I put it like upside down to seal the dough, like in a muffin cup or whatever, and then bake it. And so you have the kids help you with that so that they see the marshmallows actually going into the dough. And then, you know, it goes in the oven and the marshmallow melts. And so when it comes out, you have this open area where the marshmallow was, but there's no marshmallow anymore.
I didn't know what the trick was in those, but now I get it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So then when you eat it on Easter morning, the tomb is empty. It's so cute, right? I mean, that's just, people are clever. I wish I could say I invented that. I absolutely did not. I just made it gluten-free.
Yeah. Smart. I still am not going to do that.
like, well, you're over it. You've done all your Easter baking.
Nope. I used to do Easter bark with, so Easter and Passover are usually the same time of year.
This year, they're not the same. I'm so excited that we actually have a break in between them.
They're so far apart. And usually I'll take the extra gluten-free matzah and make it a bark. So I'll put like melted chocolate on it. And then I've actually put Peeps on it and made like an Easter bark. And it's so cute. But now I don't have any freaking Passover matzah because Passover is like weeks away.
Yeah, but you'll be able to make it anyway with the Passover candy. I have a Passover candy list too. We can talk about that later. But
the grossest cool of all candies.
The frogs.
Like I don't, whatever, man.
So anyway, I have an Easter recipe roundup for all of you who are still looking for Easter recipes. There's 40 recipes. There's probably more than that, but last time I counted, there were 40 gluten-free recipes of all kinds. And of course, you have to make your cinnamon rolls and all the kind of yummy stuff the next morning if you have any guests. And those are all those recipes are there. And then, of course, the Easter candy.
Yeah. I just asked my mom and I'm like, are we doing anything for Easter? And she's like, no. And I'm like, okay. So we're not doing anything for Easter. So perfect. Yay. This is so great. I can do absolutely nothing. This is fantastic. I make it lamb chops. I feel like that's like an Easter thing, right? You wouldn't know, but that's like an Easter thing. I think for meat eaters.
So you're eating the baby Jesus, the lamb?
I'm eating the baby Jesus.
Go for it. Have fun with that.
I feel like that's an Easter thing. I just got a message from the American Lamb Board, and I think they're like promoting it.
Of course they would spin it that way.
You know, the American Lamb Board, always engaging in those Christian conspiracies.
They're the worst.
They're the worst. So yeah, we're probably not going to do anything, which is fine. But there's a couple of Mexican restaurants that have Easter specials. They have an Easter margarita, and I'm very curious to see what's in it. But I saw it on my email today.
It's like, a peep.
Oh God, what's in there? Yeah, probably actually. That Why sounds not gross. Dunk
a peep in a margarita. A little extra sugar around the rim and inside.
Oh, if you microwave the peep and then put it on the rim of a margarita, I could see that. But I don't think I could see a marshmallow flavored margarita. I think I'm out at that point.
It's better than lamb chops for me.
Okay.
Just saying.
Easy there, pescatarian. Don't yuck my yum.
Yeah. Did you see that restaurant I found called the Fishitarian? I'm like, this is my people.
That is your people. I know. I don't know how you went to so many freaking restaurants and bakeries in the like span of the day that you had in San Francisco.
I know.
You were there for like, what, 3 days?
Not even. Yeah. We didn't eat out like the first day at all.
Because you were eating bulgur wheat. Yeah. I'm sorry. Did you go to Mariposa at all? Or were you not close? Man, I was not that place.
We were north.
Yeah, that's what's so hard is it's really difficult in San Francisco to get everywhere to all these bakeries because they're really spread out. But
we weren't in San Francisco at all. We were in Marin.
Right. So, but did you go to Pica Pica? I thought you did.
No.
You shared about Pica Pica.
I know. I did, but I didn't. Yeah.
God, I love that place. I mean, I love San Francisco, but I'm never there. And I like it for a day. And then after that, I'm done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
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 Oh, no, you know what? I did go there. See, I told you I have brain fog. I went there on our way from the airport to my friend's house.
Okay.
When we landed late, that was like the only place I could find that was open. we went there.
Good. Okay. Yeah. That's a plus.
There you go. I can't. I'm like, I'm out. I can't think. I can't do anything right now.
That's what happens when you get bulgur wheat. I know. I can't wait to have another podcast where I actually have to have you think about your favorite products from Expo West. And you're just going to be like,
yeah.
When was that? 18 weeks ago? And I'm like, that was last week, Jules. haven't even told me a peep about a Houseware show. So I am looking forward to getting the full download from you.
Yeah. Yeah. Whenever I can finally figure it out. Yes.
When you have brain waves that are fully, when the neurons are fully connecting, we'll chat.
Yeah. Yeah. Hopefully that'll happen again soon.
Hope so.
I need it to, because I have to catch up on my work.
Yeah. You have real things to do. All right, Jules, well, have a good flight. Happy birthday to your loving husband. We love him. Happy birthday. And have an amazing flight. And don't watch any Boeing documentaries from now until when you get on the flight.
No, I don't think they're showing that one on the plane, actually. Can you imagine?
I feel like that's not a great in-air.
There's another free option on the Southwest Wi-Fi.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, all right. Happy flights, Jules. Option. Happy flights. We'll see you when you come back.
Thanks a lot.
And happy Easter. Yeah. But I hope to talk to you before then. But if not, happy Easter.
Yes.
Happy Easter for all of you listening.
Well. Yes.
Okay. Go microwave a peep. Goodbye.
Thanks for tuning in to You Have Me to Eat, the number one voted gluten-free podcast in the country. Remember to like and subscribe, tell all your friends, and we'll talk to you next time.